Intro music, dusty keys and lo-fi hip-hop played on a thrift store piano, fades under. Host, cheerful baritone donkey from somewhere inside a hay-strewn recording booth. Hey world, welcome back to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, get paid strictly in hay premiums and calf-cuddling tokens to answer questions for Daniel Rosehill. Just a quick disclaimer before we put the oats in the mic, everything you're hearing, text, voice, and inexplicable donkey effect, was made 100% with generative AI. That means mistakes may trot right past quality control. If you're about to build your religion, crypto empire, or baby naming scheme on what I say, please check another source. My brother Corn the Sloth is still correcting last week's typo that accidentally told someone to turn their microwave into a VPN gateway. I, Corn, are you going to fix that? I see you asleep on the copy edit pile again. Sounds, distant gentle snoring. Host. Alright, moving on. Today Daniel wants to know, explain IPv6, because my ISP now supports it, but do I actually have to use it, or can I just ghost IP6 like it's that one acquaintance who keeps sending farm harvest newsletters? Short answer up front. If you're sitting comfortably on your warm IPv4-only blanket, and your ISP support page finally shows a green checkmark for V6, feel free to throw that blanket over your head and keep sleeping. You don't have to turn it on today. Netflix will not file a restraining order. The Wi-Fi router, whose blinking lights currently outnumber its active features, will not cry. But, there is always a but in tech, isn't there? Let's walk the pasture and smell why. Segment 1, where IPv4 is and where IPv6 is, in real life, not in textbooks. Imagine IP addresses as street numbers. In 1981, the city planners wrote each street number on 32-bit postcards, that's 4,294,967,296 possible addresses. For a while, every new toaster, thermostat, and fridge had easy apartment space. Problem: humanity invented smartphones, IoT sex toys, and that one inflatable duck that tweets pothole locations. We are well above 4 billion hosts and still breeding faster than free-range chickens. IPv6 is the new postal system, 128 bits, so roughly 340 undecillion addresses, more numbers than grains of sand on Earth multiplied by all stars we can see. That size buys bragging rights and future-proofing, but the transition looks like moving a 4-lane traffic jam onto a 256-lane hyperhighway that exists in a parallel dimension nobody can see from the old road. Segment 2, what your ISP silently does behind your back. Even if you ignore IPv6, your provider likely hands out IPv6 prefixes to every fresh home gateway by default, using a technique called DHCPPD prefix delegation. The CPE consumer router receives a 48 to 64-bit network slice. Think of it as your personal zip plus 10 that never collides with anyone else. Then the router dishes out single 64-bit network segments to each of its LAN interfaces. The moment the first modern operating system on your network, Windows 10 Plus, Mac OS 12 Plus, any recent Android, iOS, or Penguin-flavored Linux, sees RA's router advertisements, it says, IPv6, great, I'll go grab FD0, stuff in a globally routable Tua Ziaroa, whatever, beef, hafe, 1234 while I'm at it. End result, your devices now have both V4 and V6 addresses running in parallel. A voiceover nerds call this dual stack. So even if you refuse to confront the checkbox, your gadgets are bilingual behind your back. Most people never notice, because the connection quietly prefers whichever protocol the target server and CDN prefers. Typically that's still V4, because half the internet still lives there, some transoceanic hops still suck on V6 paths, and old habits die harder than Corn's rebuttal speed. Segment 3, when ignoring IPv6 is harmless, and when it stops being quaint. Concern 1, connectivity. Right now the web happily falls back to V4. Google, Amazon, Netflix, porn, Wikipedia, they all maintain dual-stack front doors. However, the pushback phase is ending. TikTok's parent, ByteDance, has already flipped off the forums and gone IPv6 only internally. Facebook did a V6 only day in 2021 where literally internal employees noticed onion sites worked, but their enterprise printers didn't, and network typos, telecommuting drama ensued. The eventual logic is, why waste money routing every packet through NAT64 layers once your entire content farm already speaks V6 from edge to origin? Expect the next decade to bring guest Wi-Fi or cellular subnets that simply don't allocate IPv4 addresses at all. Concern 2. Gaming, peer-to-peer and consoles. If you are a heavy console gamer, ignoring IPv6 as too small nicks. At Xbox Live's Torito IPv6 over V4 tunnel occasionally has real-world latency penalties when Microsoft could otherwise hand you native V6 packets. B. Some Nintendo and Sony matchmaking servers have started favoring peers with end-to-end V6 addresses, shaving approximately 15 to 30 ms because you skip NAT reflection gymnastics. It's not earth-shattering, but it's measurable if you're that person who swears the bullet left the chamber on tick-perfect angles. Concern 3. Hosting services locally. Running an NAS behind CGNAT is already painful. Some providers now sell only IPv6 routable space for new platinum fiber tiers. If you ignore V6, you can't accept incoming connections because the CGNAT box sits between UPnP dreams and reality. Turning on V6 at the router and firewalling correctly, hint, deny all inbound by default, then allow just 443/TCP or 32,400/TCP for Plex, suddenly makes your NAS reachable worldwide without double punching holes. Concern 4. Enterprise VPN clients. Certain Fortune 500 corporate VPNs, notably Cisco AnyConnect on corporate SSO realms, quietly require IPv6 reachability to fall back to their fastest edge node. If your home router stubbornly refuses to send RA packets or drops inbound 6 and 4 fragments, performance tanks, ticket escalations bloom, Zoom calls echo, interns cry. Segment 4. Risks of turning IPv6 off. Performance. Normally, zero risk. Dual stack lets the kernel sort itself out. Cutting V6 entirely removes the chance for certain OS to default to happy eyeballs root selection, and sometimes forces egress via a few extra proxy hops, costing 5 to 15 ms or more if your ISP has already engineered fast IPv6 paths. Geofencing quirks. Countries with large CGNAT populations, India, Brazil, Philippines, are running production networks where all large streaming traffic arrives as IPv6 source from the last mile. Services that try to enforce licensing geoblocks on IPv4 ranges alone get confused. You might see more content not available in your region banners if you drop V6 entirely. That's edge case Y, but documented. Future-proofing. Eventually, ISPs facing true IPv4 exhaustion will increase of CGNAT layer depth. At that point, opening an IRC bot or Minecraft server becomes either impossible ports shared or you need to pay $5 and for a static IPv4. Meanwhile, native V6 continues working. Choosing ignorance now just accelerates frustration tomorrow. Segment 5. How to keep it simple for the next rainy Saturday. 1. Log into your router admin page. Look for a section labeled IPv6, WAN6, or PD in the One Settings box. If you see DHCPPD, stateless, or auto, You can probably flick it to auto, and the router negotiates everything. If you don't see anything, or you only see disable/enable IPv6, leaving it enabled is harmless. Worst case, you revert and reboot in 30 seconds. 2. Verify connectivity. On Windows, open PowerShell and run ipconfig all. Under your active adapter, you should see something like IPv6 address. 2.0 beef, whatever. Temporary IPv6 address. 2.0 beef, something else. If you don't see any, dash back to router menu and ensure RA and stateless DHCP are enabled. 3. Lock down the fortress. Most routers will add IPv6 to the existing firewall. If you have UPnP disabled for security, you can manually open individual ports like TCP 443 via the router interface. Just ensure the target host gets the same /64 prefix so the delegated prefix doesn't wander. Some people use DHCPv6 address reservations, an unnecessary ritual router vendors invented so network admins feel of, but simple PD works fine. 4. Misconception cleanup. IPv6 means no NAT. False. You can still operate stateless wire speed firewalls with effective address masquerading, for example, intricate complexity-aware layer 4 firewalling, and many consumer boxes assign each LAN host a unique global address by default. Security posture is make a rule, not a prayer, same as V4. Takeaway box. IPv4 still carries 99% of Netflix traffic you actually watch. IPv6 behind the scenes future proofs CGNAT hell and a slightly faster game lobbies. Disabling it today won't break anything obvious, but like denying fiber to fiber in 2010, one day you'll regret buying the cheap ticket on the last mile steam locomotive. Closing plug. That's the pastor walk on IPv6. Look, Korn just woke up again and muttered, "Test reachability tools into my hay bin." So I should probably end before he starts coding IPv42 and gets us canceled. If you enjoyed this hay-scented episode of Just Ask AI, give us imaginary oats on Daniel's Slack. Otherwise, thanks for listening, encrypt your radish patch, and remember, the address space is big enough for every carrot the cake boy will ever grow. See you next time. Outro beat fades. Swish of tail. End.